look at what's happening this morning is Sharon Allseth once again. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everyone. There's still not much known about the apparently abrupt resignation of Stephen Libman as president of Carmel's new Center for the Performing Arts. But interim president Frank Basile sent a note to stakeholders acknowledging there are questions and an employee has a right to privacy. Libman said he resigned for personal reasons. Basile says, as is common when an organization is faced with an unexpected high-level resignation, he started a review of all internal operations and wants to make a smooth transition to new leadership at the center. He says they have begun the process of finding a new president and CEO. The city of Indianapolis is ready to make way for new development at the site of Keystone Towers. WFYI's Jill Sheridan reports the vacant apartments are ready to come down at 45th and Binford.
Sunday, August 28th at 8 a.m. is the demolition date and time set for the Keystone Towers. Advanced Explosive Demolition will be in charge of the job on Indy's north side. The company has more than 30 years of implosion experience and requires a safety zone of 1,000 feet around the towers. Nearly 500 people live in that zone, and a demolition team will assist them in making safety arrangements. A public viewing area will be announced at a later date. The Keystone Towers were abandoned in 2008 and quickly became a hub for dumping and criminal activity. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.
Environmentalists are making a new push for stricter regulation on large livestock operations in Indiana, even as the number of such farms continues to decline. State regulators recorded a decrease of 57 permitted farms over the past year to about 2,000. Purdue agricultural economist Chris Hurt says operators of large hog farms have lost money because of reduced prices for the animals and record high feed prices in recent years. The Hoosier Environmental Council is pushing for state agencies to toughen the rules now under review for manure management to better prevent waste from reaching rivers and groundwater. There's new research that may help some children suffering from dyslexia. The AP's Shelley Adler has more.
In a surprising discovery, researchers at MIT have found adults with the reading disorder also have a hard time recognizing voices. That news means at-risk youngsters can be spotted in kindergarten instead of when they start to struggle in second grade. Dyslexia is thought to affect 8 to 15% of Americans who can have a hard time reading and writing. It's not a problem with intelligence or vision. Instead, it's language-based. Experts say those with dyslexia have a hard time distinguishing and manipulating sounds. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The FDA is warning the makers of melatonin-laced brownies called Lazy Larry that it considers them unsafe and could seize the snacks from store shelves. Lazy Larry was until July known as Lazy Cakes, but the Memphis-based company that makes them changed the name after some public officials expressed concern about the brownies sold in many convenience stores. The FDA says it does not consider melatonin, a hormone that helps regulate the sleep-wake cycle, to be a safe food additive. A local expert has some reservations about the new debt deal. Andy Ober has more inside Indiana business.
An Indiana University assistant professor of economics says the new debt deal may be too much too soon. Todd Walker says slashing government spending too quickly could result in lost public sector jobs, which could push the United States into another recession. Even with the deal in place, Walker says there is a major economic challenge looming.
One of the most important economic issues facing this country is these long-run fiscal imbalances, and most of it is coming from Medicare, but it was also due to the last decade. We had tax cuts, we had unfunded wars. So one of the biggest economic issues facing this country is how we're going to deal with these fiscal imbalances. And what scares me is that it requires a political solution, because seeing the way that things have played out this time around.
The House has approved the new debt deal. The Senate is expected to vote today. Anderson Mayor Chris Aukerman is not confirming reports of a possible five-year deal to keep Colts training camp at Anderson University, but he says the city would be happy to have them. Aukerman says last year's camp had an economic impact of $6.4 million in 18 days, along with national exposure for the city and the campus, and says he would love to keep that relationship going.
Obviously, between the two parties of the Colts and Anderson University, I did make a statement that we are hopeful that that's going to happen, but we as of yet have yet to confirm that. But there's a lot of conversation and a lot of buzz about that. Even today over there was some buzz about that. So we're hoping that something's announced by them in the very near future.
Ackerman says the city and Anderson University learned from just a few minor glitches last year and says he believes camp will run even more smoothly this year. This is Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI.
Impact the business world with a degree from the Evening MBA program at the Kelly School of Business, Indianapolis. The program combines classroom learning with professional experience to produce an education unique to Indianapolis' urban campus. Learn more at kelly.iupui.edu.
A powerful combination of experience and innovation has made Indiana a leader in life sciences. More about how BioCrossroads is fueling growth is available at biocrossroads.com, where ideas find life.
A funeral products company is expanding again in Indiana. Inside Indiana Business's Gary Dick has details.
Vandor Corporation in Richmond says it will expand its Starmark funeral services line. The company is planning to invest more than $2.7 million and create 30 jobs with the move. The Economic Development Corporation of Wayne County is providing a tax grant of some $52,000 for the project. The expansion comes just weeks after the company announced it was moving to a larger facility in Richmond. Vandor was among the first businesses to locate in the Midwest Industrial Park. This is Gary Dick for Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Tomorrow morning on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news on FM 90.1. Until then, updates are available at InsideIndianaBusiness.com, your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Andy Ober for WFYI Public Radio. For your information.
WFYI weather, a heat advisory in effect from noon until 8 p.m. today. It is also a no-zone action day. Mostly sunny with a high of 97. Tonight and tomorrow, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and storms. Overnight low 76, high tomorrow 90. Mostly sunny on Thursday with a high of 90. And Friday and Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain. Highs near 90. Right now, it's partly cloudy, 75 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allset.
Okay, Sharon, thanks very much. It's 8:38 now at 90.1 FM, and the Colts will be in the heat today up in Anderson. Special teams only practiced this morning at 9:30 in about...